You're listening to Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is in Manchester this morning. It is his second visit to New Hampshire since his late entrance into the 2020 Democratic presidential primary. Over the past few days, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld have all been campaigning in the state. Candidates from neighboring states have a track record in the New Hampshire primary, and it tends to be strong. Joining us in the studio now to talk about this is NHPR's senior political reporter, Josh Rogers. Morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So we've got four candidates from next-door states, three Democrats and a Republican, running in the primary. This is not an unusual phenomenon?
I mean, this is more populated by neighbors than any previous primary, but it's not unusual for candidates from neighboring states to run here, and certainly not unusual for candidates from neighboring states to do well here. If you go back to 1972, Maine Senator Ed Muskie won the primary. 1988, Democrat Mike Dukakis won the primary. In 1992, Paul Tsongas, Senator from Massachusetts, won the primary. In 2004, John Kerry, Senator from Massachusetts, won the primary. Vermont Governor Howard Dean came in second. Mitt Romney came in second in 2008 and won it in 2012 on the Republican side. And of course, Bernie Sanders won big in 2016. And you know, if you look at the numbers, candidates from next door states, when they have run, have won two-thirds of the time and never done worse than second.
So there's a lot of history. Yeah, big history here. How does being from a neighboring state help a candidate here, though?
Well, some of it is familiarity. A lot of times candidates from neighboring states would have established political relationships with colleagues in New Hampshire. There's access, both physical access. You know, when Howard Dean first picked up steam back in 2004, a lot of it was just hopping in the car and driving down from Burlington. There's also the overlapping media markets. A lot of times, particularly politicians from Massachusetts would have been, you know, piped into New Hampshire via TV. There's also a population churn, particularly between New Hampshire and Massachusetts, where a lot of times you could have had somebody who would have been voting for a politician in Massachusetts, then have the opportunity to vote for them in New Hampshire when they're running for president.
Of course, just being from next door isn't everything.
Absolutely not. I mean, you know, Seth Moulton came and went in this race without anyone really noticing. And, you know, in terms of the top tier candidates this year, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are really national figures within the party. And if you look back at the history of the primary, people like Mike Dukakis, John Kerry, you know, Mitt Romney on the Republican side, those are all plausible leading candidates, irrespective of geography, while being a neighbor probably helped them marginally.
Well, Josh, do you see any specific advantage to the neighbors that are here campaigning in the Granite State this time around?
Well, one advantage that Bernie Sanders has is a network of people who supported him 4 years ago when he won the Democratic primary here going away. A lot of those people remain fully invested in him becoming president. You know, Elizabeth Warren is somebody who, you know, lives in Cambridge and has dipped up here to help local Democrats, people like Jean Shaheen and Maggie Hassan. For several years, she's been eyeing looking at the presidency, and her proximity, you know, clearly is helpful to her. You know, we haven't talked about the Republican side. You know, Bill Weld is kind of an interesting figure in that there are a lot of Republicans here who may not be inclined to support President Trump, who are predisposed to like somebody like Bill Weld. You know, in some ways, he represents kind of a regional brand of Republicanism that is kind of really on the wane nationally and really here in New Hampshire, too, but kind of a Yankee Republicanism, socially moderate, fiscally conservative. You know, he will tell you that he's going to capitalize on that. You know, we'll see.
And NHPR's senior political reporter, Josh Rogers, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Rick.
You can find more of our coverage of the New Hampshire primary always at nhpr.org. It is Morning Edition from NHPR.